And now let us wend our way through the wily stories of yesterday and today in The Ramble. Special guest Rambler and returning champion Dan Pashman is here. Dan, start us off.
Yeah, Mike, starting today, tobacco is illegal in Dutch restaurants and coffee shops. This means customers will no longer be able to get high on nicotine. Instead, they'll have to get really, really high on some other drug which has not yet been invented. In the meantime, most folks are expected to settle for something called marijuana, which is still legal in Holland. But the preferred type of joint is one cut with a bit of tobacco, so that's no longer allowed. So all the cafe owners, you see, they're worried that this cigarette ban will push them out of business. Now, I don't know, to me, cafes in Amsterdam going out of business, I'll file that under things least likely to happen ever. I did find it interesting. The catering industry says 1,600 coffee shops in the Netherlands have been put up for sale. So take note of that, Mike. You could finally realize your dream.
It's that bottomless cup of coffee that's finally driving them out of business.
But
it's madness.
The Food and Consumer Product Safety Authority is responsible for enforcing the ban meant to protect citizens from the ill effects of smoking tobacco. They've trained 200 inspectors. Ian Chillog adds that a couple of workarounds are water bongs and vaporizers, which reportedly allow the smoother toke Dutch smokers are looking for.
You credit that to Ian. Nice of you. Okay, so a rare recording of Mahatma Gandhi speaking in English has come to light. Gandhi preferred to talk to Indian audiences in Hindi because, you know, they speak Hindi. So he was only ever recorded speaking English twice in his lifetime, once in the 30s and again in 1947, barely 10 months before he was assassinated. It's that 1947 speech that resurfaced in Washington, D.C. A journalist recorded it in New Delhi. He made four copies, passed one on to John Cosgrove of the National Press Club. He didn't realize what he had on his hands until the spring when Gandhi's grandson came to the club to promote a new Gandhi biography. Much of the speech is a message of peace to the West, and let's hear some of it.
If you want to give a message of healing to the West, it must be
If we want to give a message appealing to the West, it must be a message of love. It must be a message of truth.
Please, that will interfere with my speech and that will interfere with your understanding also.
Did you hear that? He got some applause.
That's why people to clap, right?
Don't applause. It will interfere with my speech and your understanding. Go ahead, Dan.
All right. Opposite end of the spectrum from Gandhi, a drunken Swede discovered he didn't have the money to get home on the ferry back to Denmark. He had to get back to Sweden. He was drunk. He did what any drunken Swede would do when faced with that predicament. He stole a dinghy and tried to row back to Sweden. That's a journey of about 3 miles across the Strait of Öresund. The 78-year-old man reportedly grew tired.
78.
He thought the currents would take him home. He settled down for a nap in the boat. Danish police later found him at sea, still asleep. Now, the Strait of Öresund is one of the busiest shipping lanes in the world. So police had to get the man out of the shipping lanes and back into the drunken Swede lane.
One drunken Swede or more.
Right.
Mo the chimp, he's vanished. After decades of living among humans, Mo has apparently escaped into the mountains of California. He went missing on Friday. He was a celebrity in West Covina, California since the 60s. He was rescued by Tanzania poachers there. He showed up dressed in people clothes to ribbon cutting ceremonies, so they put Mo to work. I wondered why he escaped. He did maul a police officer's hand. He did bite off a woman's fingertips in the late 90s. That got him shunned, banned from the community. He's been living in wild animal refuge ever since. Most recently, he was staying at Jungle Exotics in the mountains of San Bernardino County, which houses wild animals used in movies and TV. The search is on. County sheriffs and firefighters have signed on because there are no fires in California, so they have the time. A helicopter is flying over the area. You know, perhaps they're waving their fingers outside the side of the helicopter trying to get him to come on board. Mo's handlers warn the general public, if they see Mo, do not go near him, as he can be a very angry chimp. And that is your Ramble. These stories and more at our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Coming up on the show, a school in Harlem that has set records for how well they do on standardized tests. We'll talk to the founder and the principal of that school on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.